From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The hurricane has passed, but its effects are still being felt up and down the East Coast this morning. The storm is being blamed for more than 20 deaths, and President Obama says dealing with the aftermath of Irene will take some time.
I do want to underscore that the impacts of this storm will be felt for some time, and the recovery effort will last for weeks or longer.
One of those impacts is the loss of electricity to millions of homes and businesses. Utility crews with reinforcements from other regions are attacking the problem. Bob McGee is a spokesman for Consolidated Edison in New York.
It's going to be several days, at least another couple of days in New York, and maybe even a little bit longer up in Westchester, especially when we have to deal with trees that are down and some roads that are still blocked and flooded.
And flooding from the storm is causing problems in upstate New York and in Vermont. Hundreds of homes there have been evacuated as a precaution as rivers keep rising. Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin.
It's not describable, frankly. In my hometown of Brattleboro is underwater, Bennington's underwater. These are downtowns. There isn't a road or a bridge in a state on a state highway system where somewhere we're not affected.
Millions of commuters and travelers are being affected this morning. NPR's Giles Snyder joins us now. Giles, what's the situation with air and rail travel in the East this morning?
Craig, New York City's three airports are resuming flights today after being forced to close because of Hurricane Irene. Other major East Coast airports began handling limited traffic yesterday. Now, the online flight tracker FlightAware.com says some 12,000 flights had to be canceled. Dan Baker is FlightAware CEO. He says it'll take a couple of days for the airlines to get back to full service.
They have to take a look at their network and say, okay, where are the planes, where are the pilots, where are the flight attendants, and get everyone back in position. At the same time, they're having to rebook upwards of 700,000 passengers that have been affected over the last few days.
It could be difficult finding seats for all those passengers, Craig. A U.S. Airways spokesman says a lot of flights are already full because of the upcoming Labor Day weekend.
And Giles, it's not just airlines that are struggling today. What's the situation with commuter rail travel?
Well, trains around major East Coast cities, especially in the Northeast, are running into problems because of flooding and debris on the tracks. Driving is a problem as well. Some roads could be chewed up because of flooding, and others are blocked by fallen trees and down power lines.
Thanks, Giles. NPR's Giles Snyder reporting from Washington. Wall Street is set to open on schedule today. On foreign markets, stocks have registered gains today that followed last Friday's prediction by Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke that the U.S. economy will eventually return to full health. European shares are higher. Japan's Nikkei average gained a little over 0.5%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index jumped nearly 1.5% today. And futures trading indicates a possible higher opening for stocks on Wall Street this morning. This is NPR News from Washington. Emergency shipments of medical supplies and drinking water are starting to reach Libya's capital. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Tripoli that rebels say they are advancing on the last pockets of support for ousted leader Muammar Gaddafi.
At the port in Tripoli, forklifts are shuttling pallets of bottled water off a Red Cross cargo ship. The vessel's also carrying emergency room supplies and 600,000 diapers. Nina Zolker, a logistician with the International Committee of the Red Cross, says this boat was supposed to dock last Thursday, but got diverted to Malta because of the fighting.
It's still a bit disorganized in the port, but I think authorities are doing a great job and they are really trying to put things in order again.
Electricity is also on more frequently in the capital than it was last week. Rebel leaders say they've gained full control of Libya's oil fields and are moving in on Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Tripoli.
Japan's finance minister is poised to become that country's next prime minister. It's sixth in the past 5 years. John Matthews in Tokyo reports the official was chosen as the new chief of Japan's ruling party.
The newly elected leader of Japan's Democratic Party, Yoshihiko Noda, says he wants to promote unity among the sharply divided party. However, analysts say Noda will have a long road ahead of him, given the controversy surrounding the party's divisive kingpin, Ichiro Ozawa. Noda will also have to deal with funding the country's post-disaster reconstruction, which he says will inevitably require doubling Japan's consumption tax. Noda is expected to be voted in officially by the entire Japanese Diet Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.